Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hold on a second. Let me shut down this tape. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I couldn't hear you. Okay, so Erica, I had a discussion with my team, and right now we're talking about the complete $1,500, okay, because I explained to them that you no longer want to work with the company. Since Wikipedia part, that is a change of mind, I cannot provide you a very huge refund collectively or accumulative. What we are doing is that we are providing you $800 altogether on the overall amount of $1,500. And whatever we have done for you, you can keep the ownership rights for that, as well as the draft for the Wikipedia page. If you agree to that, I can go ahead and initiate the refund right away.
So make it sure that the Wikipedia page wasn't submitted. Right.
It is submitted, and I'm leaving it submitted. So in other words, the partial amount that we're leaving out, we are not canceling your submission or having your profile banned by the Wikipedia administrator. So what I'm trying to say is that you can reattempt to publish your page anytime. And that's the reason why we're giving you a partial refund.
You know what? Because it was submitted against my wish. Then let's keep the Wikipedia page going, because if it was submitted already, I wasn't expecting that, because I don't remember who I spoke to about it.
Mm-hmm.
That I needed some more posts.
Mm-hmm.
About me, and I wanted to include my publishing company.
But that's fine. You can edit that anytime. You do understand that Wikipedia pages get regularly updated in every 2 to 3 months, right? So you can keep on adding information once your page gets mature. The longer the page is up and live, the more chances you have in order to update the page and to make changes. So the page won't go down.
No.
Your page will get sustained. Mm-hmm. So it's actually good for you to have the page submitted and live with little information, and then later on, whenever you want to update that or edit it, make changes, you can simply just go ahead and make the changes and wait for the Wikipedia admin to approve that. And that can be done easily. The hardest part is getting a page live. That's the reason why I'm not canceling your submission, because if I go ahead and tell the Wikipedia admin to cancel the submission, they will ban your profile. And that's not in anyone's control, because you know that the final decision that is taken on Wikipedia pages, whether it's approval, deletion, removal of tags, or submission, or putting the profile live, that's all in control of the Wikipedia admins themselves. So any third party does not have any control over that. So this is what I did as going an extra mile, because I know that there's a lot going on back and forth in between you and the company. This is like a gesture of goodwill from my personal end, that I'm going to leave the Wikipedia page on submission as it is. Once it goes live, good to go. But I'm still offering you a partial refund.
For the Wikipedia page, it wasn't done against my wish, but anyway, if it was submitted and it's under consideration,
mm-hmm.
just leave the $500, because you did your job, you earned it.
Thank you so much for that, Erica. And for
but you're
the
talking about the
marketing. Yes. Let me tell you the $800 that I just told you. That $800 includes $500 from your book marketing, 50% refund on the book marketing services, and $300 from your Wikipedia amount. So altogether, they are willing to offer you $800 of refund. Do you accept that? With the page submission,
But you still keep the Wikipedia page. Right?
Yes, I'm not canceling that.
Okay. And
okay.
Do you have, after it was accepted, do you
mm-hmm.
still have work on the Wikipedia page or not?
Do I still have what?
Do you still need to work on it, or
no.
All done after you submit?
No, it's done. It's done. The reason why we are giving you a partial 300 refund on the Wikipedia page and leaving the submission as well, because there are chances that the page might have an additional requirements or might get rejected. In the case that it gets rejected, we have already provided you a partial refund for that. If it gets submitted, then that is a win-win for you because you got a partial refund and your page got live as well. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to think it through logically. All right, refund the 800 and let's be done with it because it's causing me too much upset.
Of course. So let me go ahead and inform them so they can release the amount.
Are you there?
I'm so sorry. I have a sore throat.
Oh, I thought we got cut off.
No. I was actually coughing and I didn't want to show my bad manners over the phone and cough on you.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. I muted the call. Okay. So as I was saying, Erica, I'm telling them to initiate the refund. Now the refund will go back via the original payment method. In other words, if you used a card to pay this amount, it's going to reflect back on the card within 7 to 10 working days, starting from today. Okay?
Okay. All right. Let me give you some advice. I'm a naturopathic doctor, so let me give you some advice about that cough.
Yes, please.
The best, the very, very best that clears your upper respiratory tract is slice up some purple onion, put it in a jar, and pour honey on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, leave it on your counter for 2-3 days, and then take a teaspoon of the honey and an onion juice mix. You'll see how much it helps.
Thank you so much for that, Erica. That's very sweet of you. And how many times do I need to take that, like in a day?
Just in the morning, and it clears your respiratory tract for the whole day.
Okay.
Or if you have like a cold or you know, you're in air condition too much and there is bacteria, fungus, whatever in the
system. That's the problem. Yeah.
Then take it in the morning and take a teaspoon at night before you go to sleep.
I think I need to do that because a lot of it is caused by the air conditioning and sitting in the air conditioning all the time. So thank you. That's really sweet of you, Erica. Okay. I'm so sorry it didn't work out for you, but I wish you all the luck in the future, and I will personally keep you posted on any progress that is made on your page, okay? But we'll have to keep it low-key because I actually ran a loophole here. All right?
Okay.
Okay, one last thing, Erica. I'm providing you my cell number. Just in case if you need any updates, just text me on this number and I'll call you back. Sounds like a plan?
Isn't this your number that you called me from?
I'm calling you from the main office line right now.
Oh, could you text me your number then?
Yes, let me confirm. The number that I'm calling you on, is this your cell number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me drop you a text message and you can save that, okay?
Okay, and I sent you the text that I found those posts on my Facebook page.
Okay.
It took me some time to go around and it was in the scheduler.
Okay.
So I'm going to look at them and I might use a couple of them.
Okay.
I'm going to change the hashtags because the hashtags are useless.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. As I told you that you have the complete ownership of using those posts, so that's all good to go. And I've just texted you as well, Erica. Okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much once again. I will confirm the refund being initiated in about half an hour, and then you can start counting down the days. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.